Matthew chapter 6. Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen by them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when you do your alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand does, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father which sees in secret himself shall reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not you therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore pray you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. For if you forgive men in their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites, of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Truly, I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that you appear not unto men to fast, but to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye is evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than food, and the body more and the body than clothing? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And why take you thought for clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Moreover, if God so clothes the grass of the field which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew chapter 7. judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you measure, it shall be measured to you again. And why behold you the twig that is in your brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull out the twig out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then shall you see clearly to cast out the twig out of your brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast you your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and tear you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatever you desire that men should do to you, do you even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Enter you in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there are which go in through it. Because narrow is the gate, and troubled is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that hears these sayings of mine, and does them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Yeshua had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Matthew chapter 8. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And, behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, can you make me clean? And Yeshua put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be you clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Yeshua said to him, See, you tell no man, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony to them. And when Yeshua was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Yeshua said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man, live under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Yeshua heard it, he marvelled and said to them that followed, truly I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Yeshua said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done unto you. And his servant was healed in the very same hour. And when Yeshua had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered to them. When the evening had come, they brought to him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Now when Yeshua saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart to the other side. And a certain scribe came and said to him, Master, I will follow you wherever you go. And Yeshua said to him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And another of his disciples said to him, Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father. But Yeshua said to him, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. And when he had entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said to them, why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marvelled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he had come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with you, Yeshua, you Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils sought him, saying, if you cast us out, allow us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said to them, go. And when they had come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled, and went their ways into the city, and told everything, and what happened to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Yeshua, and when they saw him, they begged him that he would depart out of their coasts. Matthew chapter 9. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Yeshua, seeing their faith, said to the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemes. And Yeshua, knowing their thoughts, said, why think you evil in your hearts? For which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then said he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marvelled and glorified God, which had given such power to men. And as Yeshua passed forth from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said to him, "Follow me," and he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Yeshua sat to dine in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why eats your master with publicans and sinners?" But when Yeshua heard that, he said to them, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go you and learn what that means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples fast not?" And Yeshua said to them, "Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast. No man puts a piece of new cloth unto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up takes from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, or else the bottles break, and the wine runs out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved." When he spoke these things to them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, "My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she shall live." And Yeshua arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And, behold, a woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, "If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole." But Yeshua turned himself about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Yeshua came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said to them, "Give place, for the maid is not dead but sleeps." And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame hereof went abroad into all that land. And when Yeshua departed therefrom, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, "You son of David, have mercy on us." And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Yeshua said to them, "Believe you that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then touched he their eyes, saying, "According to your faith be it unto you." And their eyes were opened, and Yeshua sternly charged them, saying, "See that no man knows it." But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spoke, and the multitudes marvelled, saying, "It was never so seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casts out devils through the prince of the devils." And Yeshua went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the labourers are few. Pray you therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth labourers into his harvest."